7 years ago, a Philadelphia company and researchers at Penn made history. They helped develop the first FDA-approved gene therapy for an inherited disease that destroys cells needed for healthy vision. WHYY's Alan Yu reports other Penn researchers have followed up on their work with a new gene therapy for another form of the disease.
An estimated 2 to 3 out of every 100,000 babies are born with Leber's congenital amaurosis, or LCA. It's rare, but it's one of the most common causes of blindness in children. For a form called LCA type 1, there is no treatment. With LCA type 1, a patient's eyes stop making a particular protein they need to see. Now, a new gene therapy from Penn Medicine uses a virus grown in a lab to deliver instructions, which a patient's eyes can use to make the missing protein. Artur Sedasian is a professor of ophthalmology at the University of Pennsylvania. He explained that researchers tested this with 15 patients who have been living with this condition for years, so the molecular machinery in these cells had been inactive for a long time.
Within a matter of 8 to 10 days, they turn on and start functioning just like that. And that is probably the most surprising aspect.
This is an early clinical trial to see if the treatment is safe and what dose a patient should get. The researchers hope to move forward to further clinical trials to measure how effective it is. Alan Yu, WHYY News.